5 Australian satellites were launched into low Earth orbit at 1:56 this morning from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The launch vehicle was a Falcon 9.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The satellites are called Skycraft and are intended for air traffic management over remote ocean areas. Half an hour after liftoff, orbit at 540 kilometres altitude was achieved.
Nominal orbit insertion.
With that call out from Mission Control, we are in the expected orbit.
Now, this morning's launch was part of a series of SpaceX transporter missions, as described during the commentary.
If you're not familiar with our transporter missions, they are dedicated rideshare flights. SpaceX is targeting at least 3 sun synchronous orbit missions per year, in addition to various opportunities for a ride on our Starlink missions, which launch about once a week. The small sats can ride to space on our Falcon 9, Falcon Heavy, and in the not-too-distant future, Starship. Now, we've got 114 spacecraft, including CubeSats, PicoSats, MicroSats, and orbital transfer vehicles carrying spacecraft to be deployed at a later time in the mission. We are flying some payloads that are really cool to help monitor weather, environmental changes, greenhouse gases, satellites that improve communication for the Internet of Things, and satellites that'll measure and investigate galactic cosmic rays and solar rays. Now, for the 114 spacecraft, there will be a total of 82 deployment events.
The Canberra-based company Skycraft, that's craft with a K, not a C, intends to spend 3 months testing the satellites before allowing them to be used by Air Services Australia. If these tests are successful, Skycraft will proceed to launch a constellation of 200 satellites over the next 2 years. By 2025, commercial operations will be offered to agencies in other nations. The Skycraft project is a spin-off from the University of New South Wales, Canberra. It was created in December of 2020 and is funded to the tune of $200 million. The satellite chassis are made in Wodonga, printed circuit boards in Newcastle, and thermal coatings in Queanbeyan. Now, why Wodonga, you may be wondering? Well, Skycraft says this Victorian town leads the way in machining and fabrication of satellite parts. The team at Ironbox Engineering worked in conjunction with Skycraft to deliver complex parts. Each of the 5 satellites, at 300 kilograms, have set the record for the most massive Australian-made satellites. The previous largest was FedSat at 58 kilograms, launched in 2002. Now, here's a promotional feature from Skycraft.
Skycraft's space-based air traffic management service will increase air traffic efficiency and address gaps in surveillance and communications. Utilizing over 200 satellites in a constellation, the space-based service will track aircraft globally. Currently, ADS-B coverage is limited by the availability of ground-based infrastructure. Space-based ATM can track aircraft travelling over oceanic and remote areas. In addition to ATM surveillance using ADS-B, the Skycraft ATM service also delivers real-time voice and data communication over VHF between air traffic controllers and pilots using voice and data to enhance the efficiency of air traffic. Operating in low Earth orbit across 7 orbital planes, the satellite constellation provides global coverage. Delivering global service, the satellites that make up Skycraft's ATM constellation are designed and manufactured in Canberra, Australia, and utilise suppliers from across regional Australia for a resilient supply chain.
It And here is how Sky News Australia later reported this morning's launch.
An Australian-made satellite stack has successfully launched aboard a SpaceX rocket from Florida's Cape Canaveral Space Force Station this morning. The five Skycraft satellites are the first of hundreds to be launched in coming years to make global air travel safer and more efficient. Well, joining me now is CEO of Skycraft, Dr. Michael Frater. How are you this morning, Doctor?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, this is all sounding very exciting. So SpaceX rocket, it went off okay? How did it go?
Yes. No, it was, we were all watching it at 2 o'clock this morning when the rocket took off. And then about 90 minutes later, we had video of our spacecraft separating from the rocket, and they're now in orbit.
Okay. And so it's the first of many to come. How will the space-based service be able to track air traffic?
The satellites will receive broadcasts from aircraft that tell the aircraft's position, and then they will also provide a relay service for radios so that pilots can talk to air traffic controllers in the same way that they do if they're close to a major airport. And this means for the first time ever, there will be a full global coverage for air traffic management, where the service that you get in the middle of the Pacific Ocean will be the same service that you get if you're close to, say, Sydney Airport.
All right. And you're also working with partners in the Pacific on this, aren't you?
We're working with partners all around the world, in Australia, in the Pacific, in America and in Europe.
And what will this mean for passengers?
For passengers, it means that the impact of air travel on the environment will be reduced by reducing fuel burn. And this also saves money for airlines, so hopefully we might see that in ticket prices. What it also means is that when an aircraft hits turbulence, it will be much easier for the pilot to get a clearance to change altitude to somewhere where the air is smoother, and that means that you hopefully the days of the seatbelt being on, sign being on for half an hour before you can get up and walk around again are gone.
All right. And Dr. Frater, you have a collaboration with supply chains from across regional Australia. Talk us through those.
We do. We're working with companies in a number of regional centres. Our metalwork is done in Wodonga. Our printed circuit boards are made in Newcastle. We're writing the software in Canberra and doing the final assembly in Canberra. So what this shows is, first of all, that Australia can build satellites and, in fact, can build large satellites. But it also shows that it's not just a big city thing. It means that companies that are operating in regional centres can aspire to be suppliers to the space industry.
All right. And what else is Skycraft building? What can we expect over the next handful of years?
Over the next few years, we'll be finishing off our proof of concept for air traffic management. And then towards the end of 2024 or early 2025, we'll be rolling out our constellation of about 200 spacecraft, which will then provide global coverage for air traffic management.
Great. We look forward to hearing more. Thank you so much for your time, CEO of Skycraft,
Pleasure.
Dr. Michael Frater. Thank you.
That report from Sky News. We on the space show will be covering the success or otherwise of that mission as they test out their satellites and try to get them working.